You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Yes. I want to study with you first, Mugging Avram. Beautiful Mugging Avram. That discusses the steer we mentioned in his shiur. There's a steer between a Taisis and Shabbos, Kufjun Chesem and Bains, and a Gemara in Subis. So, the interesting thing is that the Ramah, the Mappa, it's funny because in the Mishnah Berurah, it's in the regular Ramah. It's in Siyunim the Ramah. See, in the Mishnah Berurah, this is what I'm looking at. Where's the Ramah disappeared? It's in the column, in the Shulchan Aruch. There's the Ramah, the new Shulchan Aruchs. So let's look at this steer. You have a... Yeah. Okay. Einasias kapayim b'pachas me'asar. Why is it machloikis? If that's because of davish, it's a davish b'kedusha, and some say it's a drasha. It's not davish b'kedusha nesias kapayim necessarily, but you need a minion for nesias kapayim. They bring a shita that Rabbi Kvega brings. If there's one shita, you know, you need an aron kodesh. Like the Nefilas HaPayim, you only duchim when there's an Aron Kodesh. We don't paskin that way. But the Rabbi Kivega brings that there is this Kabbalah Magma Shei Sefer Torah. If you look at how goes Rabbi Kivega, he brings it. Heite brings it. But L'charen, people argue with that. What's the Makar? Who says to the Nefilas HaPayim, there's a Pasuk in Yeshua. It's based on a Pasuk. Then you only do Nefilas HaPayim when there's a Sefer Torah. But duchening, I was thinking the Pshat is, you need Hashra Shechina. For duchening, you need Hashra Shechina for duchening.
We pass Kentucky that there's no tachnun when there's no...
No, if there's a pain. You say tachnun, but you don't...
If
there's no makam sefer Torah, you don't fall on your face. If there's a pain. You say it, but not if there's a pain. V'akoinim me'aminyim. The Kura brings a beautiful raya. That the koinim count. So you don't need 10 Jews to listen. You can have five koinim, three koinim, and 7 Jews. The konim min aminyim, hagah. The ein lizar lisa kapav. There are more paskins ein lizar lisa kapav. Azar shen dochin, afilum konim achev. Even with other koyim. Who cares other koyim or not? So if you look at the tziyunim in the Ramah, he says, and the tziyunim in the Ramah, the up of the right hand column, pepez the ksubis. Zar over Basse. It's a Gemara of Chavdamid Beis. If a Zar, a non coin goes up to Duchen, he's over Basse. What's the Asse Pashtis? Kosavarch of the Koinim and not Zar. You're over Basse. That's the Gemara says. So it's over Basse. So they ask, so, Freit, the Ramah, the Tois Parakol Kisve, Tois and Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi was such an honor. He said, whatever, if they call me a donkey, I put a saddle on my back. And he said, if my friends, even though I'm not a Kohen, if my friends would tell me to go up to Duchen, I would go up to Duchen. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yossi said, I do whatever my friends tell me. Call me a donkey, I get on all fours and put a saddle on my back. If my friends would tell me to go up in Duchen, I go up in Duchen. So it's funny, Taisvis here says, quotes Taisvis, Lo yodari ma isa yesh b'zara'ayla. The Ri says, there's a Tyson Shabbos. I don't know what isa yesh b'zara'ayla. Now, Rabbi said, it's a funny lashon of the Ri. If it would be an isa, he would do it. Rabbi Yossi knew he was the Kohen. If his friends would tell me, he said, the Ri says, I don't know what isa. The Chorf would be an isa. Can I get you a Shulchan Aruch? Oh, you have a copy. Okay. So, the Efsha. So, Ramo suggests, Dim Koin Acherim, it's Mutav, it's Archie. Thank you, Moshe. This that goes. See, that's why the Ramo says, I feel him Koin Acherim. There's a steerer. The Gemara Ksuvah says, Yorav Basse, Toisvis, and Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, Kuf Yud Ches, says, you don't know what Isidore is. We don't know what Isidore is. Mark says, Ksuvah says, I say. So his answer, correct. So we'll discuss it. So he's over an assay. What they're assuming is, Kosavorchu v'lo izarim. It's a command. It's a command to kainim and not to zar. That's the assay. That's what they're assuming. I saw a fascinating thing. I saw a fascinating shot. What assay there is. You see, Rabbi Kiva. Look at Rabbi Kiva in Ois Aleph. See in the bottom. I go to Rabbi Kiva. I mentioned this in the daf. This. It's a charedim. Look what he quotes here. Mitzvah say levar kainis Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva. I go to Rabbi Kiva. Shenemai koisav aruchu. The Yisrael omdim panim neged pnei hakoinim b'shtika. Yidden were face to face with the koinim b'shtika. Umechavnim libam lekabel b'chosam. And they are mechavim to receive the bracha. Kedvar Hashem. Heim nami b'chlal ha-mitzvah. It's b'chlal ha-mitzvah. It's very interesting chiddush that the listener is also included in the mitzvah. So I saw someone say, I think it was the Chachma Shlom and Shulchan Aruch, someone said, it could be that's the assay, the imavato, because if you go, a zar goes up to Duchen, he's mavato the assay of listening to Birchas Kohen. Chap, you have an assay to listen, this Haredim, this Sefer Haredim. It's a region, say, I don't know what a Sefer Haredim, it sounds like Haredim, you know, it's a modern terminology. Sefer Haredim. So if you go up, you're mevat yasei of lizar listening. That's what someone learns pshat. So look at this beautiful magnagra. Lo yadir pirish. You mean if you read this nafkamina would be if you listen, but yes, so maybe it means if the tzar never heard the tzar when the marsis in ksuba tzar over by saying means if he never heard that you're right. If he already heard it once, then I agree with you. But he could say. So look. So Ramos says, "Einuzos afilim koinam achir," because in the Darchei Moshe, the Ramos saying maybe with other koinam only over Nisr if you're the only one, only a zar. But with other koinam it's mutter. Now, does this make sense? Is there a svara to be machale? You see in the Magen Avraham it said, "What mamanafsha?" Is in Nisr? What's the difference here alone or with other koinam? Yeah, but the Gemara calls it Issasei. Issasei is a Marasayim. Pirush. So look at the Magen Avraham Oisal. Some learn that way. Some learn that say is the Bracha L'Matal. See the Magen Avraham. That's what some learn. Some learn it's the saying of the Bracha. So Rabbi Issai, look in this fascinating Magen Avraham. A lot of nuggets in this Magen Avraham. And he's an amazing pshat. Pirush. Damar B'Yosi Miyamai. Rabbi Issai said, I never didn't listen to my friends. He listens to his friends. So Taisus says, I don't know if there's any Isser. The kosher, the biksubis, the second paragraph, it means, I mean, the czar, hanoise kapav, if a czar elevates his palms, oive ba'asei. So what I mean, the Taisus in Vashabbos doesn't know what he eats. The tirits bedarke moshe. That's the Ramah. The Darkei Moshe is the Ramah safe on the tour. The Biksur is Ma'ir B'fnei Atzma. Of Hashem is Ma'irim Koim Lachem. That's his teretz. The Ramah is answering, the Darkei Moshe is answering a stira from the Gemara to the Taisus. It's Archie. Menolei Leri Chiluk Zeh. How did you know this Chiluk? With others alone, it's Tamua. Menolei Leri. Leri says, I don't know an Isser. He means if you do it with others, if it's us, you do it alone. Why should we come with it when you're doing it with the others? That's what Magen Avraham is asking. That he should make this statement. He doesn't know what to do. Why does it need to be doing it with others? The Efshir. Ah. So he says like Yuchayim. The Efshir Sfilari. These are Asay. Hashem Levatol Levatol. It's Brach Levatol. What? The Magen Avraham would suggest that later. But we're assuming he's going up and he's making the bracha and he's duchening. So he says, maybe this assay is Hashem Levatol Levatol.
It's even worse than making a bracha Levatol. Oh.
So let me tell you about that. So you know the machlokes Rambam and Tosfos. So I have to be ma'arich a little like this. I think the Prima Gadim also does, but I'll give you the background. If you make a bracha unnecessarily, so Tosfos holds it's only the Rabbana. Bracha Levatol is only the Rabbana. No. Talking Baruch Levatol. Make it, just now say, Baruch Atoshem El Kemal Chalm Shak, only with one. Nish Gess, nothing. You make a Baruch Levatol. Koita Taisis, when the Gemara says Baruch She'en Tzricha, that's what the Gemara means. That's what the Gemara means. Baruch Levatol. What we call a Baruch Levatol. Rambam holds his Daraisa. Rambam holds his Daraisa. So, what did he mean here? Maskev Shem Vatol is in Isra Seh. So he says it's a bracha. So according to Tosfos, it's very good. Well, it's not really good. It's not so good. See, according to the Rambam, it's a lav. Lo sisas Shem Elokech Olashov. According to the Rambam, it's a lav. And according to Tosfos, it's only the Rabbanon. What about the bracha Shem Shemayim Levatala? See, there's a Gemara in Tamura. The Gemara in Tamura says if you might see Shem Shemayim Levatala. So it's Israse. This is the muck of the Magen Avraham. It's a Gemara in Tamura. You say Shem Shem Levatola, it's not say. Bibrach. So it's Israse. According to Tosfos, if you do it with a bracha, it's only the Rabbana. Just Shem Shemayim Levatola is a say. But if you do it in a bracha, it's only the Rabbana. See? Taisa Shita is a bracha levatala is only drabana. But if you just make Shem Shemayim levatala, it's in Isra Seh. So this is a bracha. But I think I have a good teretz to this. See, we don't know if the Magen Avraham is going in the Taisvis or the Rambam. We'll discuss the Rambam in a minute. So according to Taisvis, again, a bracha levatala is only drabana. I Shem Shemayim levatala. Teretz says you said it in the bracha. So then it becomes only in Isra Bar. If you just say Hashem, just say God's name in vain, it's in Isra Seh. If you put it in the bracha, it's only the Rabban. It's better in the bracha. But I would argue like this. If I say bracha, Hashem, Elkem, Lechalam, Shakol, Neimitvoh. It's a beautiful bracha. Okay, I don't need the bracha, but it's not the Vatala. It's not Shem Shemayim Levatala. I made a bracha. So it's the Rabban. But here's Hashem Shem Mitzvot Zivano Levarach Samusel Biav. This is L'chara Shem Shemayim Levatala. That's us thinking that according to Tosfos, it's only Drabbanan if I say Shach only Dvara. Bayer Priyat. So it's a nice bracha. But if I get up and say Baruch Shem Nachalam Shach Shem Mitzvot Levarach Samusel Biav. So L'chara, that's not a bracha. That's Shem Shemayim Levatala. Even like Tosfos, Isra say. Even though it's a bracha, I'm claiming that when the Rishonim say, when Taisus says in Rosh Hashanah, that derech a bracha is only the Rabbanon, his mother says, I'm a bracha, shein etzricha, is yovel lo sisa shem lekech. So he says, asmach, that's only the Rabbanon. So we're saying, Yossi suggested it too, that's only when the bracha makes sense. So I've said a bracha, shakol in dvarim,
but it makes sense.
Yeah, but if I say it, but if I say
the... All the brachas.
You mean you want to say makes sense that Hashem commanded us?
There is such a command.
Maybe. Ulai.
Is it possible?
Ulai. I'm a stupid. Efshir.
Is it possible that the Isra say is the implication when it says,
yeah, that's putting up.
Have to do it.
And not Zohar, yes.
Not a Zohar.
That's what I told Chaim. And the Magen Avraham, yes, it's more than possible. And we're going to see fascinating Magen Avraham. It builds on this story later. But. Now, I want to talk about the Rambam Shita. Because I always share with the Yalim Chaim many times. Chaim, this, something that I shared with the Yalim very often. Rabbi Kivega, Efshin, not like Rabbi Kivega. See, according to the Rambam, he says, Issa Daraisa, Bracha Levatala. So the Mas is only an Issa Asay. The Man Tamura. The Magen Avraham is saying, it's an Issa Asay, the Bracha. But the Rambam holds, Yovelosis is Daraisa. So how does this shtim? How does this shtim? According to the Rambam, when the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Gimel and Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel, that if you recite a Brach Sheni Tzricha, you're overlo Sisa, Rambam learns it's Daraisa. But the Gemara says in Tamur Shem Shemayim Levatol is only an Issa Asay. So you know what Rabbi Kivega learns? Shocking. It's worse with a Bracha, the opposite of Taisus. Chuvis Rabbi Kivega, Chavei. Says, according to the Rambam, if you just say God's name in vain, it's Asay. If you say it with a brach, it's worse and the overlav. Very counterintuitive. It's logical, this true with Rabbi Kivega. I saw another Gadol argue with Rabbi Kivega. And I put my vote with the other Gadol.
What's the rationale?
It's funny, like it's worse with a bracha. Just change shamayim, like you made a bracha for no reason. That's worse than saying God's name in vain. It's counterintuitive, right? L'chayr, the other way, like Tosis makes more sense. Kivega says the Rambam holds pun fakelt. If you say it, just God's name in vain, it's only I say. But if you put it in a bracha, then it's a lie.
He doesn't explain why. He just says it.
Yeah. Right. But you know what he means. He means it's worse. To make a bracha for no reasons is even worse than saying God's name in vain. You're right, it's counterintuitive. You're right, it needs... Rabbi Kveg is not a Baal Machshav. He doesn't exceed that's what he says. Like the Rabban, it's the opposite. Rabbi Kveg is like a briska. He doesn't usually give svaris. What is the pshat in the Rambam? So I want to say not like Rabbi Kveg. I always felt as a shver Rabbi Kveg. And many, many, many decades ago, I found an Adam Gadol who argues Rabbi Kveg. And he learned pshat. And Ladnius Tait is the emes of pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say it's a lav of losisa. He says included in this lav. You know, I've said many times, Rambam Shita, sometimes the Rambam holds there's a lav, and there's a nichlal in that lav, there's an issadaraisa, but it's not the lav. In other words, for saying God's name in vain, if you say God's name in vain, then you're over a aseh. Which aseh? You know what aseh it is? You know what the aseh is? It's Maran Tamur. I say, Ez Hashem L'Kechatira. God's name in vain of the aseh Ez Hashem L'Kechatira. Fear Hashem, don't just use his name. But a part of fearing Hashem. If you do it in the bracha, it's a daraisa, but it's only included in the lav of losis. It's not really a lav. So that's how the. So again, it's funny. I'm asking on the Magen Avram, that according to no one, in a bracha is an isaseh. It's one ksuba says an isaseh. If it's the bracha, it should be a lav. Except in letters say, well, according to this pshat Rabbi Kivega, well, the man of shach. I mean, through a bracha is worse. So if it's worse, according to Rabbi Kivega, this is shver. But according to the goyin, I told you, this is good. See, the Magen Avraham works according to the Achron, I can't remember, it's someone, Chayza from Lublin. One of the Gedolei Achronim, you know, I don't remember the name, you know, it's so long that I saw it. But, what? That's a Chayza from Lublin, one of the Lublin Gedolim. So it comes out good. According to him, it's very good. Because Yovan Yisra say, Shem Shemayim Vatol. Oh, but it should be better here. You shouldn't, there's no assay here, it's only a bracha. Bracha should be only drabo. It should be only an Isser Darais of Losisa, and that the assay. Why is there only an assay? The Magen Avraham says, Yovan assay. Ah, Yovan assay. Aitz Tucha Bracha. It's like we asked on Taisus. But this is not Stam Levatol. The Gemara and Tamur is to might see Shem Shemayim Levatol. That's where it says Yovan Aseh. But again, the Kasha, this is a bracha. So I'm saying no matter how you learn like Rabbi Kivega. Even if you learn like Rabbi Kivega, you shouldn't say Aseh, you should say Lo Aseh. And according to this Achron I told you, there's no Aseh. It's less. It's mitigated because it's through a bracha. Unless you say I was Svara, like we said in Tosis, it's not mitigated because this bracha doesn't make sense to machlokes we're having with Yitzvi. Okay, let's go on. It's interesting to note that the Magen Avraham says for the bracha levat tolas in Yisra say. So it's no opinion. He's borrowing the Gemara in Temura, says in Yisra say l'shem shemayim levat tolas, and he's talking about a bracha. Vayin sav sim t'vresh tezvah. Luli divri we. Hayinu omrim. Now he says, somebody said this. Who said this? Somebody was mecham to this. Usually now shir, you don't need the, somebody's mecham to everything, we just chuck everything. He didn't say a word. He just would go up to Duchen. Come say a kind, he'd walk up there. He wouldn't say nothing. Lips sealed. That's why the Magen Avraham suggests. Maybe, if Yosef suggests, he means, my friends will call me a kind, I'll walk up there. He looks like an idiot. He looks like a fool. It's like a bizarre. He's walking up there. But he wouldn't say a brach. He wouldn't, it's over I say. So that's what the re means. Lo yadami isa by the dover, just to go up. Somebody suggested. Who said he made the bracha? He didn't do anything.
Other than they wanted to pay a kohen that has a
blemish and duchen.
Because a movie is not supposed to duchen.
Right. Is that any worse? Which would be worse?
What do you mean? If he, would, should
it
he
goes
go?
Up. Goes
I mean,
up.
He's not supposed that, to go yeah. up and he goes up. Would it be brachel vatala?
Worse.
It could be a brachel vatala.
It
could be a brachel vatala.
It may take away from it.
Or if a kohen went up when he didn't start leaving by ritzeh. Somebody told me from Rav Yeshet Ber that if you walk to the sink.
I told you that.
Well, in Paiskim it says not that way. In the classic Paiskim it says you got to be heading towards the duch. The Paiskim, it's fine. He can hold what he wants. But the Paiskim, the classic Paiskim, say you have to be walking towards the beam. It's not enough going to the sink. You told me that because I saw, I was looking, when I was researching the sugya, I said Paiskim say not that way.
What about?
I think the Mishnah Berurah also.
What about misleading people about his yichus? People think he's a kohen.
The Magen Avraham we skipped. If a guy says I'm a kohen, can he go up in duchen? That's the Magen Avraham we skipped. The first one in Kuf Chaf Ches. If a guy says I'm a kohen, trust him. Well, he has to bring proof. I'm a kohen. Goes up to duchen.
They have to. They don't have to believe it. But
so. So they ask. You have, I didn't have the whole Magen Avraham. You look back in that first Magen Avraham, he says, for laning, yes. But for duchenin, it's not so partial. For laning, I said, I'm a kohen, give me Rishi. Actually, any kohen, I'm a kohen, give him a liliya. But for duchenin, he says, maybe not. See, laning, so if he's not a kohen, what's the worst?
Because if there were no kohenim anyway, you'd give him
yes, what's the worst? So he. But duchening, if he's not a kohen, he's over by saying so, you let him duchen without proof. Right. Magen Avraham discusses that. Uvev Slayim Avarach, Vayim Besefer Bershav, Chnishav Bershav, No Yishlam. Now the Magen, this is the pshat he suggests. But you said, Tzvi, when it says Kosamal, when it says Kosavarach of Bnei Yisrael, Kosavarach of the Kohenim of Bnei Yisrael, so Yishlam, it would seem like you're there with you. Rabbi Yossi son, it's Rabbi Yossi, the same man who said, if the kohenim tell me to call me a kohen, I go up to Dochen. He holds Avil of the Sibdab of Bnei Yisrael, Samach of Bnei Yisrael. He said, Smicha is only for Jewish men, not Jewish women. Mikomik was Shusla Nashim Lesmach. Famous Machleks in Shas Red Chaim, we always refer to this Machleks. Machleks Tanoim, if Nashim Shamchas was Shusla Nashim Lesmach. The Torah said, men have a mitzvah of Smicha. Could women be Samech? As a woman can be a woman, so it's a big machlokes. Tanoim. Not some shavuos v'shus or lavishus. Imke, svilei gamke. Says the Magen Avraham, if by mitzvahs it says to man, women can do it. By mitzvahs it says by kohenim, zarim can do it. He tells Sue, you're a shayla. When it says to kohenim, does it mean not a zar? That's totally a machlokes from Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, imke svilei gamke. So when Tosfos says, lo yada mirai b'isa b'davar, such a guy in this Rabbi said, Magen Avraham's pilpul. It's going in Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi holds Nasim Shamsul Mesus. So just like he holds by mitzvah, said to men, women can do it, it's a mitzvah. So it's said to Kayanim Zarim can do it. Say, God, you have to Siv Dabra Alarim. Siv Dabra Alarim. Come Shus Lazar Lisa Kaba. Chay Tama Ri Alav. The Ri is saying, Lo Yada Isir. Now I still don't understand. Again, if it would be an issa, he wouldn't do it. The Marsha says that. So I mean, yes. Tamari, any of them, isn't it mukha in this gemara that there is no issa? The Rish says, I don't know what the issa is. Lachart's mukha in that gemara that there is no issa. So he says, Lachain Tamari. Tamari akasha alav. It's a kasha. You, Rabbi Yossi, you hold nashim samchas for shoes. It's lachart is no issa. But, like, Tais is asking, it's shver, there's no issa. What do you mean it's shver? If there'd be an issa, then he wouldn't do it? It's very hard to understand that the Masha really says this. Masha and Shabbos, he says, look at that Masha, I looked. The Masha and Shabbos says, if it would really be an issa, he wouldn't do it. So what does the Ri mean? I don't know what the issa is. L'chayritz muchach Rabbi Yosef's statement that there's no issa, which contradicts the Mark Suvis. But he says, L'chein tama ri alav. The ri is tama on him. Like, I mean, it's mashma like this. It's mashma he's learning. Rabbi Yossi is saying, even though it's an issur, I would do it. If my friends tell me I'm a... I saw someone learn
shat.
Yeah, right. My friends tell me, I jump off the roof, you know. They say, tell me, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chaim. If they jump off the roof, they jump off the roof. You know, the real... the ones that are, it's a cult, you know, the cultish ones. We don't believe in that, but it's funny. But being Issa, you know what I saw somebody say? That he held he's not a kohen. If his friends would tell him he's a kohen, he'd believe them. If you say I'm a kohen, you say I'm a kohen, it must be a kohen. It's like trust, the ultimate trust. I don't know, I was a kohen. You say I'm a kohen, I'm a kohen. That's naivete or trust, you know. Now look at this Lashitas, it's such a goyness. In Ksubis, you know who the Tana is? The Ksubis Zadal is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Nasim Sam Chaslav Rishus. But the Ika Ksubis are over Masay. Kalib Rabbi Yehuda. This is like a goyness of Pilpul, Rabbi Yehuda. This, we didn't know Rabbi Magen Avram is so talented in Pilpul. This lay Mailim Betruma Liyuchzin. Because that Gemara is going like the sheet of Mailim Betruma Liyuchzin Aisham. So for her. Or the day Nasim Asurim Lismach. So if Eir Mechem Nasi, what's about to say? Kein Nira Liyika.
Ma'al Kamal Yachsa
is, you do give it for your own? Yeah, so that's a Shaila. If Ma'alim, as in this Moch, if you hold, Koi Libi Dabi, this is like Ma'alim Mitruma Liyachsa. Ma'alim Mitruma is a Koi needs Truma, can you marry, does he a Miyuchas that is Dura, and we assume that he's a Miyuchas, what is that, Liyachsa means like Abi Avoida, it's nothing to do with this Magen Avraham. He's just saying the Gemara is going like Rabbi Yehuda holds Ma'alim Truma Liyuchzin. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that Nashim Saim Chais is Nashim are not allowed to overbass. It's us and Nashim Saim Chais. So that's why. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, when it says Kainim, it means Kain, just like when it says mitzvahs of men, women can't do it. So when it says that they're mitzvahs by Koyanim, Zarim can't do it. So the Magen Avraham is saying like an Iluy Shepilpul. He noticed that the Gemara Shabbos with Rishis Lo Yadam Eisim B'Dav is going to quote Rabbi Yosi. Quote Rabbi Yosi is Nashim Samcha Mishos. So just like mitzvahs are given to men, we some women can do them. So give it to Koyanim, Zarim can do it. He's equating women doing mitzvahs given to men, Zarim doing mitzvahs given to Koyanim. That's what he's equating. Koyanim Shepilpul. It's a Koyanim Shepilpul. I have a very strong kashan. I have a very strong question on the Magen Avraham. So this is his Bilbo, Rabbi. So he's saying that it's totally had to read the Pesukim. If you say that a Zar Kaduchim, say he has a stira, so the Magen Avraham is a very talent, like going to Shetaritz. The Taisus is going Rabbi Yosi. And Rabbi Yosi is going to Mishos. So quote Rabbi Yosi, why can't Zarim do it? Just because he's in Koyin, just like Rabbi Yosi is Nazim Shalmachas Mishos. And the other, the monk who was going to call Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Nashim can't do mitzvahs, so Kainim also can't, so Zarim also can't do him, just like he holds by Nashim, so less ambitious. So I have to tell you, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and Lanius Daiti, according to either Pshat, the Magen Avraham doesn't make sense. So you have a problem with this Magen Avraham. So let me tell you, Tosfos Shita, that Nashim Shomcha, Sushus, and Lavrishus. See, the Shaila is, Nasim Somchas Rishus. What's wrong with doing a mitzvah? See, oh, the Torah said only men. See, what's wrong with a woman doing a mitzvah? Now, this Magen Avraham would let you believe what's wrong is Torah said Yisraelim and not men and not women. That's what's wrong. That's Taisus. Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Yes. Yes, he's starting to remember the Shas. So, what's the Shita that holds Nashim Samchas Lav Asa Nashim. Why? Is that because in this Magen Avraham you're going to think because Torah said to men, women can't do it. Like the Torah said, Kohanim and Azar can't do it. Taisus learns that where do you find Nashim Samchas Rishus? Smicha says it's Avoida Bekachin. It's not neutral. There's a problem with it. It's time to do a mitzvah. It's no mitzvah. No mitzvah. But all the mitzvahs where it says some chesnas v'lav rishus, there's some intrinsic iser in doing it. L'mashal, blowing shofar. Like shofar Rosh Hashanah, if you don't have the mitzvah, it's a sin. Or smich, if there's no mitzvah, you do avodah b'kodshim. Or aliyah l'regel, Taisa says, the Gemara uses by aliyah l'regel, it's machlokes. Can women go up l'regel? Or tefillin? Can women wear tefillin? So all of these cases, there's something negative. Because if you're not commanded, Aliyah L'Regel, Tosu says, the Tosu Erevin Tzadizai, beginning of the 10th parak in Erevin, Tosu says, Aliyah L'Regel, it looks like you're going Chinam, you're out of carbon. In other words, Tosu Shita, so Magen Avraham doesn't work. So according to Taisa's Shita, the only Nashim Saimchas that they can't mitzvah, Nashim Saimchas Avrishus, is only when there's an element of Isser in doing the mitzvah, like Tvilin and Alila Regel and like the 4 or 5 cases in Shas. But Stama Mitzvah, everyone agrees a woman can do a mitzvah, she's Keturah. So then this would make sense. Is there no element of Isser in blessing Klal Yisrael? So let's go to Rashi Shita. Now we'll talk about Rashi Shita, also Shver. Rashi Shita. What's Rashi Shita? Why woman Nashim loves Tzavchus for sure? Because it's Bal Taisif. One place Rashi says it's Bal Taisif, and one says it looks like Bal Taisif. It's Bal Taisif. So it's not an assay. It's not an assay. It's Bal Taisif. So, in a chinami, maybe it's Bal Taisif. I mean, quote him Rashi, but it wouldn't be an assay, it would be a lav. It's Bal Taisif, it would be a lav. He's saying the assay is because Nashim Sam Chazlav Rishos. So I'm saying, Maman of Shach Magen Avram, are you going like Rashi, are you going like Taisif? Doesn't work according to the sheet. But it looks like from this, it's such a brilliant Magen Avram, I hate to ruin it. It's a beautiful Magen Avraham. So you notice one Gemara of Yisim knows of Yehuda Shita. It's an amazing pilpul. The going from Kalish is the Magen Avraham. I'm sorry, Tzvi, what are you?
He only becomes Bal Taisif if he does it as a mitzvah. If he does it as an Ein Mitzvah
Yosef,
it's not Bal Taisif.
Rashi says the reason Nashim Nusam Chazav Shus is that's Bal Taisif.
It looks like Bal Taisif.
One place he says it looks like Bal Taisif. And one place says it is Bal Taisif. But it's not an assay. The Magen Avraham is saying it's over by say because it's commanded to them and not to them. It's not Taisa Shita and not Rashi Shita. So it's a Magen Avraham new Shita. So it comes out this Magen Avraham is a whole new pshat in the Sugya. Forget Rashi and Erevin, forget Rashi Rosh Hashanah, forget Taisa and Erevin, forget it. The Magen Avraham Shita.
This is what I'm saying. If a woman shakes a lulu, she's not over Bal Taisa, even though she's not
Mitzvah. You don't like Rashi.
She's the only that Erevin Mitzvah. So when you appear to be Bal Taisif is when you do it, and you make a bracha. You make a bracha, says if you.
But it's the Rambam sheet. You can't.
That's the Rambam.
Okay, but your wife makes a bracha. Your wife makes a bracha on the Lord, and still there's no Bal Taisif. See, right? The truth is the Gemara is only Chagiga is almost against Rashi. Rashi's a pella. Taisif is from Gemara Chagiga, which says like you Yossi that it's near a kavoy the Bekodshim. The Gemara Chagig is almost clearly say Tzarichi and Rashi Shita. But I'm saying this Magen Avraham is like a whole new Shita. It doesn't mean Rashi. It doesn't mean Taisi. It just is a whole new Pshat.
Bal Taisif could be on the Gavra also. I mean, that's
usually
added to the mitzvah.
Is that Bal Taisif? If you're not commanded, you do a mitzvah. Why should that be Bal Taisif? Okay, Rabbi Say, this was this great Magen Avraham. I have a little more. If you want to see, I have some more Ha'aris. Let's learn to the Mishnah Berurah Sheet 2. Look at the Mechaber. Am Shachoi Konim Ein Bechal Bracha. The top line, page 12, second sheet. You see the Ramon? You got a Ramon? I think it's Ramon, yeah. Am Shachoi Konim Ein Bechal Bracha. That's the Mechaber. Avon Mifneim of Itzi Deyem. Remember we learned the Gemara? This is the Gemara in sight already. See, this other pilpul was just the Taisin Shabbos, Gemara Ksubas. This is the Gemara in our... Torah Moshe Sternbach says something fascinating. I mentioned in the daf, it's a machlokes rishonim if the kainim turn around after the bracha before the bracha. So Rambam holds, I mentioned in the daf, most poskim hold, you turn around and you make the bracha. The Rambam says, no, they make the bracha facing their kodesh and then they turn around. They do that, Chaim, to be both shittas, right? Tell you, it's like the mezuzah on an angle. They turn around in the middle. So you remember I said in the daf, the Rambam, but I saw an amazing thing today. I was looking over the sugya. The Rambam says, you turn around after the brach. You make the brach and then you turn around. Why? So I saw pshat, because your back is on kodesh, and the only heter is for the birchas kayanim. For the brach, there's no heter to turn around before the brach. I saw pshat in the Rambam. I mentioned the daf. I don't understand what the Rambam says. You make the bracha, then you turn around. You should have a lassi yasin. So I saw one achrim. He was a Moshe Sternbach. Somebody quoted that. That's the reason for the Rambam. The reason for the Rambam is you not have your back to the Yom Kodesh. So you do it the latest possible. You can't turn around. Bracha, I have to turn around to bless Klal Yisrael.
So
what do you want to do?
Either they should be on the side of Dor HaKadosh, or...
See, there's a Rambam, there's a Rambam, they call
it
a Rambam...
Doesn't stop it.
Yeah. So stand behind Dor HaKadosh.
You can stand behind Dor HaKadosh, so what?
No, it's got to be Pano upon him. The Gemara says that.
Okay. I have a nice pillow. Part of this you said the daf part is new.
Look at the
Avol. Rabbi says top line. Of milafneim uvitzideim. Of milafneim. Look inside. It's here. Of milafneim uvitzideim in front of them on the sides of them. Afilu mechitza shel barzel. Chaim's mechitza shel barzel. Mar seita einu mafsek. Ulachareim nami. Even in the back. If you can't come, you know what Moshe Schnerbach says? When he used to go to South Africa, you know, he comes from South Africa, he became the head of the, you know, the head of the Haredi Bez in Yerushalayim, the head of Haredis. When he goes to South Africa, he says, he asks a kohen to have him in mind. But I'm not in Eretz Yisrael, so I want the brach every day. So he says he has a kain, because the kain don't, do the kain have us in mind? We don't duchin every day. But the kain I'm thinking about us, so Rav Sternbach says, it's so cute. He says, before he leaves Eretz Yisrael, he tells a kain, please have me in mind. He says he pays him. He gives him a little money, so he shouldn't forget, you know.
Corruption.
He gives him a few dollars. He said, this way he won't forget, he'll feel guilty. And he says, have me in mind in the brach every day. So next time you go there, it's a swear, Rabbi Sai.
You tried to get in?
Hello?
Left,
oh, somebody just left. It's like the time Ben was trying to get into the shit. That door has a combination on it. That's okay. So look what it says here in Mishnah Berurah. There's a steer in the Gemara. There's a steer in contradiction in implications. The Gemara says, "Tidei milafneim." Listen, Ben. Milafneim milafneim is good. If I say straight on the side is no good, then it says, "Me'achreim mitzideim is no good." So what happens? So in the daf, I said, "L'chayra," you have to be. It says, "Milafneim mitzideim." You have to be on the side, but in front of the kain. So some Balabas said the Mishnah Paskin is not like you, Rabbi Kirish. Look what the Mishnah Berurah says. I'll tell you why Paskin's that way, and I think I have an answer. Pasuk Oisadiyin. Om Yifneim Utsidein, Pirish. No Rabbi Yushem Lifnei Akonim Meshucham Litzstadim. Needless to say, the ones in front of the Konim on the sides. Pshita Dibchal Brachim. It's Pshita. El Afilu Kineged Sadeh Akoyim Mamish. If you're equal with the Kayim, it's also good. That's only possible. Chabayim. Stam sha'achav kasav dina b'chal brach. Now, so what's pshat in the Mishnah? So I'll tell you what's pshat. What's the havamina mitzidein lefneim? He says pshita, why? Do you think you have to make a straight line? What's the havamina? Like I said in the daf. If it would be only lefneim mamish, so you can have the whole shul, you'd have to have everybody standing up in a straight line, lefneim mamish. So that's why the paiskim, if you read the Mishnah Berurah, yes. That's mashma in the Mishnah Berurah. That it can't mean milafzidei milafneim. If it's mamish milafneim, it's pshita. Because the only other solution, thinks the Mishnah Berurah, the Paiskim, is you have to be in a straight line, which is absurd. The whole shul have to line up to be milafneim mamish. He says, no. It means milafneim mitzideim. It means even mamish straight mitzideim. Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says milafneim mitzideim. So I have another text. I said this morning a little different. Now I want this afternoon a little different.
Tell us what it could mean.
You have to be on the sides, but in front. He's the Mishnah Berurah paskening. You can be directly on the sides. The Gemara says you have to be mitzidei milifneya. So he's a lav dafka. I'm learning pshat Mishnah Berurah. Why is it lav dafka? Because or else it's pshita. It's any other way is pshita. But you think you have to have a straight line?
Well, that's the other choice.
So that's why they're not learning that way, because that's absurd. Isn't that absurd? You have to be directly in front of the kain, so the whole shul will have to make a strength, be in front, face of the kain. So have another pshat. I have another pshat. Right. There's only one kain. And the two, see, I have the two lines. So I want to say this. I noticed in the place, if the kain, if I'm here, and you're there, So Yossi is looking straight at me. Isn't that called Mitzideim? See, if Yossi, if you're turning towards the Kohen, because I noticed in the Paiskim, the Mepharshim, when they're turning, turn towards the Kohen, panim al panim. So I want to say like this. It could be that you have to be Mitzideim Mefneim. Right? Pshita means, if you're facing me, if you're in front of me and facing me, that's Melefneim. If you're over here and facing the front, that's Melefneim Mitzideim. So it's not so Pshita anymore. In other words, it's only pshita that all the people on the sides, if they all face the Kohen. So that's panim upon him, that's pshita. But it could be, what means mitzideim is okay. If you don't face me, you're facing the front. You're facing the front. But as long as you're in front of me, so that's good. That's called mitzideim lefneim. But if you're side by side to me, it's no good. So I'm saying, I just want to answer another Derech, that's, so the Mishnah Berurah says, on the bottom when he says this is good, he says, Haskamas Apaiskim, which number is that? Number Ayin Dalet. In Ayin Dalet, he said, Haskamas Apaiskim. It's Haskamas Apaiskim, El Afilu Keneget Stedekon Mamish, Haskamas Apaiskim. These two words. So Berish told me, there's no Machlaikis. I said, no, you see, there is a Machlaikis. It's Haskamas Apaiskim, but other people argue. So I want to defend those that argued on these paskim and say that's what they mean. They mean it. They learned the Gemara. They learned the Gemara that mitzideim, that the chiddush of mitzideim lefneim is if you're not facing them. If you face the kainim, that's called panim upanim. That's not called mitzideim at all. They mean as long as you're in front of mitzideim, even though you're facing, you didn't turn towards the kain, that's still good. That's what I want to learn. But attack of your side, if you're directly on the side, that's not. So why didn't I say mitzideim lefneim? So I'm upset with this psak of the Mishmur, and I think I know why the Mishmur passes today, but I'm giving an alternative shot. Okay, that's it. That's all I want to say on this piece. You want to do this next shtick based Knesset Yekula Kainim? I owe you a bi'alacha. Olam has koyach. I mean, usually we say we have the shiur longer, but since the Olam comes from Arav now, so it's ready yaitzeh now. But I'm ready to go. I have a bi'alacha. I won't take long. Look at this based Knesset Yekula Kainim. Just a little short. This is another short shtick. Sif Chafe. I'm going to the next based Knesset Yekula Kainim. The base knesset shekula kain, Tzvi's dream, only kain, maybe not his dream, he wants to be. Base knesset shekula kain. And angel melas sara, you know what happens? They all go up to duchen, there's nobody in front of them. If there are only 10 kainim, they all go up to duchen. Kulam olim the duchen. Who are they blessing? Who are they blessing? There's no one there. Let me bevark him. Lachem shebesodas.
Rav Sternbach.
Right, lachem shebesodas, anusin. Only if you're honest, because it couldn't come to shul. Lachem shebesodas. Umiyorachem amen. Funny kash. Who's going to answer amen? What kind of kash is that? Umiyorachem amen. Hanoshim ata. Women and children. There's a shalom poskim. Let's say there are no women and children. They're assuming they're women and children. So I don't understand. We can't be blessing the women and children. They can't be blessed. Why can't the women? Ah. The mima varch alam shebesadas. The women children answering on me. Why don't you say the blessing the women children? That's nish.
Who says you need
all men? Some pasuk hold there's no women and children. You can't do it. Lemi achrim amen hanashim v'ataf. So the big pella is so why can't they bless the nashim and taf? Why? Because it says Kosev Aruch is Bnei Yisrael. Nashim and Taf, not Bnei Yisrael. Kosev Aruch is Bnei Yisrael.
He's asking also, who says you have to have
Omein? Yeah, like I told Reb Chaim Volozhiner, you know the story of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, I once said it, it's like the Omein group. This is the Omein group. I said it. I gave a little. Reb Chaim Volozhiner once got up in the middle of the night, and he was dying, he wanted a drink, and he would not make a brach if there's no one to answer Omein. And one of the Talmidim came in, and he bade the bracha Talmid and Tzamin. And finally went back to sleep. The next morning, he tells the Talmud that it's so nice he came in so I could make a bracha. Talmud said, I didn't come in last night, Rebbe. The mice have read in the safe. Yes, he knows. Yes, Rebbe, I didn't come in.
He told the Talmud you had the scholars, that the Malach came in your...
Is that your that's what you're saying?
No, I heard this.
Yeah, but it doesn't say that in the place I read. This is somebody.
What it says.
So the shaila is who answered on.
Eight times, eight times that suffer was he has suffered.
So is that right? The shaila is who answered on.
Raz Lissus.
He looked like you.
He said it was a schluss to the Talmud that the Malch.
That was his little. That was
obviously,
his
you don't need another. It's nice to have it, but you don't need it.
I'm not Makbet on this. The women's Domain group is the Domain group. When my wife says Brach, she needs someone to hear. My wife won't say Brach. So there's no one to answer me. It's their indoctrinated. So it is Machabas, it's the Domain group. I gave a little, this is the Domain group. You need someone to answer me. The big fella is, why don't they count for the bracha? Sometimes B'nai Yisrael. There's more than 10. Hayseira me'asara. Yalu vivarcho. Over 10, yasam me'asara. V'asara onim achrim amen. If there's more than 10, how much more than 10? How much more than 10? Zok the Mishnah Berurah in the Bialach. Bottom two lines, but starting to be Allah goes over to the next sheet. 11. If there are 11 kohen, what do you do? One goes up to Duchen, and the 10 answer. No, if they, but no, you need 10.
So you need, so you need 10. Nine. So you have nine answers.
No, no. If there are 11,
you have 11,
all of them go up. If there are 11, then one goes up and the 10 answer. By Koinim, you need at least 10.
The shots also?
He's part of this number.
So the shots would, yes, as well?
That's weird. Hamashi, Afi, Yeshem, Achar, Sadai, Ima shots. He says that in the brackets. Ima shots, bottom line. Ha'echot mevorech hazirome. I know our shots, but stop gaming and tish on the mummy. Tuch shoots vel shalas amen. Hoshe kasavna. So let me tell you outside, turn over the sheet. And this is the end of the Bialach, and then I want to share.
You don't have to turn around. You don't have to turn around because you're not blessing anybody. The shots wouldn't have to turn around.
If they're 11,
how does the shots go up?
If they're 11,
no, that 10.
If they're 10,
yeah, how does the shots go up? You can't go up.
Right.
Shots, yeah, I've seen
flip around. He flips around.
He flips around. He turns around, and then he goes turns
around. You're not blessing anybody.
But it's weird, but it's...
I'm Shabbat Sadas. Shterbach, Shterbach. My pen says, I'm Shterbach.
That's anywhere.
Rabbi Isa, Ulachayim. You know what the Bialach asks? Do you know, Rabbi Isa, if there's only one kain svi, Dukhani is only the Rabbanan. You only say kainim if there are two kainim. See, look, cute Gemara. You only call out kainim if there are two kainim. Some paiskim old, if there's one kain, Dukhani is not the Raisa. I'm more lo'em. It's only the Raisa. So the Chavetz Chaim says, so if you only have 11, you can only do a duchening de rabbanan.
Well, the chayra. One kain period. Here you have the roy. It would be.
I hear what you want to say. So look what the Chavetz Chaim says. Well, the chayra lo boyfin ze. Mutar yishalu kulam. Everyone go up. So the duchening will be the reisa. The anu amin anoshim ataf. The ekaim amitz to say the reisa shall nesias kapay. Because there are many paiskim that hold, so shockingly to me, I think we mentioned this in the daf. Not sure. But if there's only one, since you didn't know Amor Lohem, you don't say Kohanim, the Duchening is only Drabana. Amazing thing. Okay. So it's a big zach in shuls. You know, since you have one Kohen, great, we have one Kohen. Could be the whole Duchening is Drabana.
But if you have a minion of seven Jews and three Kohanim, so the three get up there.
Right.
And they're benching less than 10.
You see, that's funny.
So why do you have ten over there? Huh?
The Kohanim belong up there. In other words, the only heter to have Kohanim down there is if they, it's funny. You're right, you're asking a good cash. A Zarim, you only need three or one. You know, if you have nine Kohanim and a Zar, so the nine Kohanim go up and he listens, he gets benched. But if the only Kohanim, then you need 10 in the audience. Tzarechim. If they're only Kohanim, then a Kohanim can't be, you know why? He's not supposed to be blessing Kohanim, because it's not their function. And that's, I need some deeper explanation.
That's the point, that you're blessing almost nobody, because there's nobody there.
Yeah, nobody. So, you know, Kohanim get blessed, but it's a Kohanim blessed, what is he learned in the Gemara? Avarchachem avarech merachecha. Kohanim blessed the Tzibah, and God blesses the Kohanim. Right? See, the Kohanim blessed the Tzibah, and God blesses the Kohanim. But The Kohanim are not supposed to be receiving the bracha from Birchas Kohanim. See, they only a minion can receive. Kohanim, because it's not their function, that's not where they belong, you need to. That's, I think, the answer to your very, very good question. It's ironic. For a Tzar, you just need one. For us guys, you only need one. So he says, Mashen Kain, third line, Mashen Kain and Yalarak Echad, Ladas Eza Poiskim, not everyone. Now you know he's going to say a bigger chiddush Chavetz Chaim. Hold on to your seats. That if the only koyanim, the duchening is also only the rabbanon, because there's no zar to tell them to go up. Kol ikro shel nisis kvaim rak with rabbanon ba'alma. Can shum yisrael omelo levarchav. I mentioned this in the daf, that the prima gadim holds that it's only Drabbanan anyway in this case. If they're only Kohanim, it's only Drabbanan. 1 or 2 or 10, it's only Drabbanan. Because there has to be, Amar Lahem has to be a Tzar. So I asked in the daf, remember Avchista? Avchista says, Amar Lahem has to be a Kohen. Kohen has to tell them. If you don't paskel Avchista, that means the opposite. Avchista said, you need a Kohen to tell them to go up. So, no, we don't paskel Avchista. Prima Gadim learns, you need a Tzar. If there's no Tzar, maybe it's only the Rabbanan. See, he ends with a Tzar Chim, the Chavetz Chaim. So this fascinating Chavetz Chaim, at the end he blinds by Tzar Chim, he's not sure. From the Mechabetz Mashma 11, you'd have one man go up, and 10 Kohanim will be in the audience. But you always need 10 Kohanim in the audience. Even Tzarim, you don't need 10. Tzarim, 1 or 2 is enough, or 3. But if they're Kohanim, you need 10. So if they're all Kohanim, there are only 10 that are all Kohanim, they all go up. But if there are 11, it's Mashma. So then, one goes up, and 10 will stay down. But you need 10 down. Only one could go up. Then you need 10 down. Because to bless Kohanim, you need 10 in the tzibur.
It's a pretty rare occurrence, but it would happens if a family makes it.
It's a Wilimowski. Yeah. The Wilimowskis get together, you can have a case, cool or kind of.
When we say that
you know why we don't answer Amen? Only, you know why we don't answer Amen? Why do we say, Ken, you're at some, why don't we answer? I said a beautiful fart in the daf. You know why, Yankee, some answer Amen.
Chabad.
You know why we don't answer Amen? We want to make a hecker, it's not Birchas Kohanim. The reason I need Daiti is we don't answer Amen by the Nesias Kapayim, because, or else you're saying this is Duchani. You know, some, there's one Gadol says, I don't know who it is. Modern Gadol, I saw the name of the safe, I don't know who it was. Says it's better on Yontif to have a Kohen of Shatz when you don't Duchani. When you're not talking like Yantiv Shachris, he's in the Bechas Kainim, it's Bechas Kainim. So one of the Gedolim says, Ashtusim, because he's not raising his arms. You know, if you don't raise your palms, and he stands like this, he's got to turn around. He says, have a Kain Davin for the Amid, it's Bechas Kainim.
He's facing the wrong way.
He's facing the wrong way, and he doesn't have his palms up, and he has garnet.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.